Hello, Mustang fans, and welcome to another Ford Performance edition of the Mustang Owners Podcast. I'm John Clore, Enthusiast Communications Manager for Ford Performance, along with my co-host, Mike Ray, President of the Mustang Owners Club of Southeastern Michigan, or MOXM, and the International Council of Mustang Clubs. Mike, tonight we got another special episode for Mustang people who are hoping to locate some hard-to-find factory-correct documentation for their car, which is a big thing for most owners and collectors.
Yeah, and I'm wondering personally how many people do not even know that this exists. So definitely should be an educational night for our viewers.
Absolutely, and that's totally right. Many people don't even know that Ford can help you. So today we've got Josh Yuvon, the manager of FordShowParts.com. Josh, welcome to the Mustang Owners Podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys. How's it going?
Are you kidding? Mike, I always ask Mike how it's going because he's in charge.
No, always second fiddle to you, John. Always second fiddle.
So, Josh, here's the thing. I can't tell you how many times Mike and I are out on the road and we're at a show and somebody is talking to another guy who's got like a window sticker, or some guy who's got an SVT Cobra and he's got this really cool in a frame certificate of authenticity. And there's a big fight and they call me over there and they go, hey, is this a real certificate of authenticity or not? You know, and so it starts a whole thing. And I said, listen, why don't you guys, you know, it's one way, easy way to check. Why don't you guys check with FordShowParts.com? And Josh, I know that now that you're running this wonderful website that's been around since I even started at SVT in 1995, you provide a great service. And it's not only certificates now, Josh. Your big business is really, in my opinion, window stickers.
You're exactly right, John. Yeah, what started as just certificates for some of these specialty vehicles, like you said, the SBTs, GT500s and things now, the window stickers is one of our best sellers. Everything from 2007 to current, very popular. We can do it for all the Ford vehicles, so not just Mustang. You know, if you have an Expedition or anything like that, we can do window stickers for those too.
Wow. I didn't know that. So here's the thing, folks. Back in the day, this service was originally started off with the Ford SVT Info Center back then. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to separate the world from, hey, there were so many clones. Mike, what do we call the fake Cobras? It wasn't one of the guys at Ford. We called it a Fobra.
Yep.
That's the guy who, yeah. Remember we saw a Fobra in the Ford Racing parking lot? It looked like a 93 Cobra, but it had an automatic transmission. Remember, we said, wait a minute. Yeah, he had the badges on it and the spoiler. And yeah, so how do you know? And so what we did back in the day is we created the SVT Certificate of Authenticity because we had all the VIN numbers that we produced. And we were able to then, when someone purchased a Cobra and they wanted to get the factory Certificate of Authenticity, this is a real Cobra based on its VIN, they started this website. And it was essentially run through the SVT Info Center, and it was a service for basically SVT vehicles. Because Mike, as you know, the guy who would always check non-SVT vehicles, the guy who had all of the data, the VIN data, was your friend, Kevin Marty.
Yep, absolutely. Huge part for him, right?
Well, yeah. And so Kevin Marty, who started in the business with parts, essentially selling NOS parts, and then realized there's a real market for data, VIN data, and people want their, you know, to know what their car's history is. So this thing ran and on until SVT was disbanded, and then Ford Racing picked it up saying, hey, we can do more than that. We had parts to sell. Remember, Mike, when there was S197 door sill plates, light up sill plates, and engine, there were the engine plates on hand-built engines out of the Romeo engine plant, and people couldn't get replacements. Do you remember back in the days when we were selling those?
Oh my God, parts and then aftermarket, you know, plays with everything. S197 just exploded the market.
Right, and I think, Josh, that's when the team over at Campbell who decided, well, we're working with Ford directly on this, so we'll make it Ford Show Parts, because when you take your car to a show, you want to show off that you've got the documentation. And for years, the certificate program was your bread and butter, Josh, but I got to tell you, after a while, when the cars were coming fast and furious, say the Bullet, California specials. The time it took to validate Ford factory numbers really slowed the addition of those certificates. So somehow, Josh, how did you guys get into this window sticker business that I'm told is the exact window stickers you would have gotten had you purchased your car, even if it was back in the 70s? Is that true?
Yeah. So due to a popular request for these window stickers, we actually work with the supplier that supplies them to Ford to get accurate reproduction window stickers. Like I said, we can do the 2007 to current window stickers. We can do any, pretty much any Ford Lincoln Mercury vehicle. So, I mean, we'll get everything from Crown Vicks, Mustangs, Expeditions, F-150s, and it's really fun to go through all the window stickers every week and see what people are buying. And we can also, we work with Marty on these ones, we can do the 87 to 97 Mustang reproduction window stickers that are really awesome to see for some of those older Fox body vehicles. And I'd also like to say, these are on original paper, original sticker. If you wanted to, you could peel these off, stick it in the window of your car again, just like it was brand new at the dealership. And I think that's the coolest part, is this isn't on, you know, regular paper or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. It's changed over the years, too. Mike, did you have my Mustang was old enough to have the daisy wheel printing. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you couldn't replicate that because that was just a special machine. So when you could always tell when someone made a homemade Moroni sticker. You say,
oh, yeah.
That's not original. But so, Josh, you're saying this is the exact data that Ford used to make their own window stickers, and you're putting it on the same paper with the same fonts?
Absolutely. We're getting them right from the same Ford supplier. If you had the two window stickers next to each other, you could not tell the difference between the two. The colors, the fonts, the paper it's printed on, it is exactly identical to what would have came at the car at the dealership when it was brand new.
Oh, gosh. You know, Mike, I don't, have you saved your, I mean, I remember getting my, when my 78 Cobra came in, I tried to take a razor blade and cut the, be real careful getting the window sticker off, but because of the glue back then, I kind of destroyed it. Do you have yours at your Fox Body, Mike?
I do have one that was folded up that came with the car, but I do have my official Marty report as well from Kevin.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, Josh, so let's say you just have the VIN. Some people will say, don't you just call the dealer and they had the backup window sticker? Is that still happening?
If you're really lucky and you got a really good dealership, sometimes they'll print it off on a regular piece of paper for you. But this is the only way that I know to get a legit window sticker on the paper from the same supplier that Ford uses. Like I said, you have the two next to each other. They're identical. It's high quality stuff.
Yeah, that's true, John. I can print ones from certain cars at work, but like Josh was saying, it's just literally on a regular piece of paper.
Well, that, you know, anybody who goes to a Mustang show will know that that's not legit. You know,
right.
I mean, it's great information, don't get me wrong, but it's just not what you want to stick on your car during a car show. So the other thing, Mike, I'm not sure, you were probably part of this at, of all the shows you put on at World Headquarters with Mustang Memories and all the shows you've been to all across the country. There's always seems to be some group under a hood of a Mustang, and somebody's claiming that whatever they printed there is not legit. Have you ever been involved in one of those?
Oh, God. How many can we cannot count right now? That's absolutely crazy. And that's why I'm so glad that we have what Josh offers to actually prove things.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So Josh, that was a big question. I remember coming to a show and some guy told me he had a certificate of authenticity for only one of eight 1992 SVT Cobras made. And I go, we didn't make any Cobras in 92. And he said, I got their certificate. When I looked at it, it showed that Tom Scarpello was the marketing manager for SVT. Of course, it was not Tom Scarpello, who was the marketing manager in 1992, and it was John Colletti's chief engineer. Of course, the first chief engineer of SVT was Janine Bay. So are people trying to make fake certificates instead of going to you, Josh?
Absolutely. We get emails and calls all the time, people saying they've seen something that looks kind of similar to what we're doing. They're wondering if it's legit. As far as I know, we are the only legitimate place that is going based on VIN data to recreate these certificates in some cases, or make the new certificates for some of the newer vehicles with your specific build data on it. You know, your build date, your production number, based on your specific VIN number.
Josh, is there a stamp or anything on there that, you know, like makes it official or something from you guys?
Yeah, we got a few tricks on these certificates. Don't want to reveal all our secrets, but I mean, things like the paper it's printed on, fonts used, logos and locations of things like that are just a few ways we can tell one of our certificates. And we've definitely had a few come in through email that customers have sent us pictures and we say right away, yep, that is, you know, not ours, not legit. You know, we're happy to hook you up with a legitimate SVT certificate or whatever vehicle you may want one for.
Very cool.
Well, Josh, some other people were saying back, even not that long ago, other suppliers, not FordShowParts.com, affiliated with Ford Motor Company itself, your certificates of authenticity have been signed by Edsel Ford, for example, or Henry III. But there are some suppliers out there who are trying to sell what they called certificates, and all you'd send them your VIN number, and they would print your VIN number on their certificate saying that this is indeed a, say, a Mustang Cobra with this VIN, built in Flat Rock or whatever, but that was about it. Is there other identifying information that you give on the, say, an SVT certificate of authenticity that can show, hey, this isn't just a VIN number?
Absolutely, yeah. So with your VIN number, we have access to all that original Ford data. Some of the certificates are as simple as they have your VIN number, your build date, and your production number out of a total built that year. Some of our certificates go into a bit more detail as far as what number you are in sequence of colors produced that year. On certain Raptor certificates, we go as far as saying out of the engine that you have in the truck, you know, your number 10 out of the 1,000 built with this configuration engine, paint color, and everything like that we get from your VIN number. So there's definitely more on these than just us stamping your VIN number, printing it, and sending it to you. There's some data backing up the value here.
How can I, is there different levels when you order a certificate from Ford Show Parts? Are there different levels of what you're ordering? Kind of like when Marty, Mike, isn't there like a basic Marty report? And then
yeah, so a deluxe, and yes.
Yeah. Do you have that, Josh? Is that, or is it all, you pretty much get the same thing?
In a sense. So let's talk SVT for easy speaking here. SVT certificates, if you just want the certificate and like a welcome letter and your VIN decoder, some of that basic decoding information, we do have that available. We also have one of our upgrade packages, the SVT certificate package, where we include original brochure and tech data cards for your year vehicle in the package with it. And these aren't just reproductions or anything like that. We are pulling these original brochures out of the plastic that they were packaged in 20, 25 years ago and sending to you guys. So this is legit cool stuff.
See, Mike, now that's cool. And I can vouch for that, Mike. I remember when SVT was disbanded and our marketing team was leaving, they were saying, listen, let's not just dump all these brochures that we had in the marketing office. Let's carry them all over and save them because these are actual factory brochures, not reproductions, repops. And all these years, you guys over at the warehouse there, Josh, been storing these actual factory brochures. What a cool item that is to get for somebody who thinks they have everything for their car.
Absolutely. They are so cool. We love spending time going through this, the brochures, just flipping through the pages. So cool to see the colors and the engine cutaways and all the information that was packed in there back in the day. It really makes me miss the brochures in the dealerships nowadays. I remember being a kid and going in and taking all the Mustang ones and things like that. And it's just really cool that we're still able to get these original brochures out to the SVT guys specifically.
You know, that's I never thought of it that way, Josh, but, you know, that's a part of collecting in the Mustang world that young people just don't get today because we don't have, hey, Mike, don't you have any dealer brochures somewhere at Gorno Floor? I mean, they don't really make them, do they, Mike?
2022 was the last year for them. Everything else now is all digital and online. We do not offer actually paper brochures on any vehicle anymore.
So if you walked into the dealership and say, I'm just looking, can I take the brochure home? The answer is no.
Nope. You have to go online and you'd have to be able to print it off of there. You know, there's a PDF for each brochure online that you can print, but we do not offer them in the dealerships anymore.
Oh, man, that's sad. So, okay. So we got certificates of authenticity. And I know Josh The team has been always busy. You know, a lot of people don't realize, well, how come you don't have my California special certificate? It was, you know, it was last year's car. Well, because when the car goes out of production, there are two numbers that really have to be validated. One is the cars that are actually produced physically at the factory, and they have those sets of VIN numbers. And then there's the validation team who says, let's say we built 1,000 specialty Mustangs, and but for some reason the first 20 of them were crash tested and went off to the junkyard in a square block. Well, guess what? Those first 20, that those vehicles that were never sold, never offered for sale to the general public, that's not the car number one. You begin counting when your car is offered for retail sale. So that has to be audited, that audit between the marketing numbers and the actual hard factory numbers. And that takes a long time to get the audit numbers to go through and compare what are the real numbers so that FordShowParts.com can say, okay, this car is number one out of 200 produced or number 370. Those numbers came from Ford Show Parts because they had to do the audit. And sometimes, Josh, I understand it may take a year and sometimes even 2 years before a car goes out of production and you actually see them on your website.
That is true. Yes. Besides us going through the numbers, like you said, Ford does have to do some validations on their part as well to make sure everything matches up and is all good to go before we can get it in our hands. And once we do get it in our hands, we also go through everything and validate it. We take, come up with that production summary with all the counts of all the different colors made, the options and everything like that. So there's definitely a bit of time between when the vehicle's finished and when we can release a certificate. But we do work as quick as we can to get these out to you guys once we get the data in our hands.
Well, thank God you're around. Mike, I don't know. A lot of people, they keep asking, well, when am I going to get that? When am I going to get that? Well, you know, Josh has got a lot of other things going on. Josh, what other things do you sell and what does Ford have for sale on Ford Show Parts? I know there were some old factory posters or there's some pretty rare stuff on the website.
Yeah, John, I think that's something that gets overlooked a lot of times on our website, and we're trying to make it more apparent for our customers. The brochures, original brochures and tech data cards is one really cool thing I think gets overlooked on the website. We do sell all of them separately for the SVT vehicles, the Lightnings, Cobras, all those cars and trucks. Like you said, the posters, we have a ton of original SVT posters from as long as 20, 25 years ago, still in the original box that we roll up and send out. From marketing materials or whatnot for things like that. And another thing we have customers are always asking and looking for is stuff from those owner's kits that go out to the first owner of, say, the GT350 Mustang. Sometimes if there's items from those kits that are left over, we can get our hands on them and we can offer to the Ford Show Parts customers.
Wow. See, Mike, did you know that? Because I've been asked, say, hey, my buddy got a GT350 and he had this cool business card holder. Can you get me one? I think, no, I don't have a GT350. I didn't get the owner's kit. Yep. You get that question a lot because when a GT350 changes hands, there's only one kit, right? And it went to the original owner.
Yeah, and they're usually numbered too. But it's funny you mentioned that business card holder because I got one on my desk. But and I mean, they had ones that were, you know, they resembled like a crankshaft, different things like that they send out. But I remember a member of our club had a GT350 and they got it and the kit was numbered and she forgot to give it to the new owner. And the new owner was asking, trying to get one. And then she just gave it to him. But yes, it, you know, because it's tied in with the VIN number on the car as well.
That to me, well, even if you don't get it numbered, Josh, just having some of that. Now, not all of it's available, obviously, but the fact that you guys know if some of that was left over when the builds were done to go on the site and actually find some of that, it's irreplaceable.
Absolutely. I know the Boss 302 from 12 and 13, those guys are fanatics for that stuff. And up until recently, we had most of the original posters from those kits available. The book was available at one point, unfortunately not anymore. But that's another reason we offer these certificates for, you know, cars like the Boss 302, the GT350, and now the newer GT500s is if you don't get that owner's kit from the original owner, for some reason, they never passed it on or never got it. There's no other way to get your hands on that certificate or that build data. So that's why we offer the certificate along with some of those other items for our customers.
That, to me, folks, if you are putting this off, I can tell you this, nothing remains forever in Ford Motor Company. And if you're saying, well, someday I'll get her certificate or someday I'll get that poster. When they sell out and Josh is out of them, they're out of them. That's it. They're not remaking this stuff. And if someday the program gets to the point where Ford marketing doesn't believe there's a real value in providing this service to you, maybe in 10 years, people won't care about their window sticker. Maybe they're, Mike, there'll be a, it'll be a LED light shining on your glass instead of an actual sticker. Yeah. So you have to, you know, a QR code.
And, you know, Josh, you know, everything that you're saying that you guys are offering, we really need you at Mustang Memories this year to set up as we're hosting the 55-year reunion of Boss, 55-year reunion of Mach 1, and the SN95 30-year reunion, which includes a lot of the SVT models. So I think a lot of those people there. So if anybody of our listeners are listening, and you are coming to that event, we would love to have you there and meet up with Josh and get your all your info that you're wanting.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great idea. And I will say, too, we do set up at Woodward Dream Cruise every year for the past couple of years now. We actually print some of the newer window stickers on site for customers at the Woodward Dream Cruise. I think that's something we plan to do again this coming year. So definitely look out for us there, also at Mustang Memories.
Yeah, that's perfect.
You know, I hate to say that, but a lot of people don't think in these terms. They think, well, that service will always be available. And the problem with that kind of thinking, Josh, is if you kick the can down the road far enough and you go on to be the CEO of Ford in 10 years, you're not going to be printing certificates. So I recommend to anybody to get on to Ford Show Parts. Now, can you order this or do you have to call the info center? How's the order process work, Josh?
Easiest way to order is going to be through the website now. Just back about 6 months ago, I spent a couple weeks redoing the entire website, making it easier to use, more user-friendly and quicker all around. If you do want to place an order over the phone, that's no problem with us. We're happy to help you out if you're not tech savvy or anything like that. But the website's definitely the easiest way to go and, you know, make sure you're seeing all the cool stuff we have. And also, like you said, John, this stuff isn't going to be here forever. We're not remaking a lot of the items we have. So if you see something, it's cool. We're probably going to run out of it eventually. Get your hands on it now. I know just recently we ran out of a Boss 302 poster, the Threat Level 302. I know the Boss guys will know which one I'm talking about. And we get a lot of requests even through the email recently asking for that poster, and it is gone. So,
yeah. Yep, that's good advice. And Mike, you probably remember this. It was one time where John Clore's Mustang Dynasty and Mustang 2015 books were sold on Ford Show Parts, and I remember they made me sign them before they sent them out, and it was the same price. I didn't get any upcharge. What's going on?
It was an on sale clearance when that happened.
Wait a minute. There's no clearance on Josh. Don't you wish you had my book still in stock on FordShowParts.com?
We do. See, that's the thing. All these guys, they're missing all the other items on our website. Mustang 2015, the new generation, is just one of the books we still have on Show Parts. Among a few others from Marcy and things like that, the Ford GT owner's experience.
Josh, you mean in, like T5 design? So those specialty niche pieces like keychains that you can't get elsewhere because those are all niche stuff done for Ford Performance. You guys have some of that on the site?
Yes. No, we love working with T5. They get us a lot of cool items. Like you said, the keychains are one of our best sellers, one of the coolest, nicest items we have. I have one on my personal keychain. They're awesome. We're also working on some new banners with T5 and things like that. So keep an eye out on the website for when those come out.
How cool is that? See, Mike, you know, we don't just try to have a lot of fun on the Mustang Owners Podcast. We're trying to inform people and tell them, hey, there's some cool stuff going on that they may not know. Josh, this is all great information. So all you really need is you can do this at 2 o'clock in the morning in your pajamas, as long as you have your VIN number or a valid credit card.
Absolutely. Yep. The website's up 24/7. Feel free to place an order whenever your heart desires.
And the number is 1-800-FORD-788 for the Ford Performance Info Center. So you may not be getting Josh, but he'll be in there making sure you're getting your order. And Mike, I know what you're going to ask him. Go ahead and ask him. Do you take cryptocurrency?
No. That is what the millennials want these days, right?
So no, Josh, you really do need a credit card. That's it.
Yes. No, we do accept a lot of forms of payment. Credit card, we just opened it up to Apple Pay and Venmo now. We can also take PayPal. So we try and make it as easy as possible for our customers with the new website here to find everything they need, get their VIN number in there and check out. and everything goes smoothly.
Well, Josh Yvonne, you've been a wealth of information for everybody out there who really didn't know what FordShowParts.com is. If you go to FordPerformance.com and you're saying, hey, I want to go to the enthusiast section, you click on that and you're reading all the great stuff that we produce every week for everyone out there. And all of a sudden you see something that says cool stuff. When you click on cool stuff, yes, that's Josh's work right there. That takes you to FordShowParts.com. Josh, really thank you for spending some time with us tonight and telling us all the great things about your website and all your hard work for Ford Motor Company.
No problem at all. Happy to be on here. Thanks for having me, John. And for all you customers listening, if you ever have an issue or question with, you know, with Ford Show Parts, feel free to give us a call, shoot us an email. We're always quick to respond and try and help and solve your issue and get you what you need.
Well, I can vouch for that, Josh. You're doing a great job. Mike, aren't you glad we just stumbled across these guys working so hard to make life better for the Mustang enthusiast out there?
Yeah, I think this is going to be super exciting for especially the people who are not aware of how much is offered out there from Ford.
Well, again, thank you, Josh. Thank you, Mike. That's a wrap for this edition of the Mustang Owners Podcast. But don't forget to check out the enthusiast section of FordPerformance.com this week, because everyone has a Mustang story. And if you haven't already done so, get your Mustang Club or Facebook group registered on FordPerformanceClubConnect.com and all of your Mustangs registered on FordSpecialVehicleRegistry.com. You can also find out what Mike's Mega Club is up to by visiting Moxum.com. And as always, we welcome your comments and suggestions that you email to us at clubhub@ford.com. So until next time, we'll be looking to catch you down the road.